Doctor, according to reports, you were in Paris, and had been out one evening, after which you went to your apartment and committed suicide. S.P. There's the fellow that made me do that man standing over there, the one who made such horrible faces. Spirit. Doctor, he will not be able to bother you anymore. S.P. He says he took me to the place where I was. Crying, why should he do that? I got so that I could not sleep because of that fellow, he bothered me all the time. Doctor, you must have been a psychic. S.P. Don't let him come near me. I have already suffered so much through him. Nobody knows how I have suffered. No one understood my different moods. Doctor, how could they, when they knew nothing about spirits troubling people? You were obsessed, and very few understand obsession. S.P. I feel very sick, but please do not let me die. I want to live. See chap. 12, pages 285, 289. Dot spirit, Anu H. Doctor, nobody ever dies, only the physical body is lost. You have lost your physical body, and from now on you will begin to live in the spirit world. S.P. Hey, Anna D., why are you here? Doctor, does she know that she has passed away? S.P. Agitated, and weeping anew with fright, that fellow standing over there, he is the cause of her death, he says so. Doctor, you are using my wife's brain and body, and you must try to quiet yourself. Anu H. Brought you here for help. S.P. She doesn't care for me. Doctor, listen to what she says, be calm and listen. By being quiet you can be helped. You must have some regard for my wife's nervous system. She allows spirits like you to control her body, so you must not misuse it. Listen to what Anu H. says. S.P. Anu H. says that she is now serving those who are in the dark because of their foolishness, selfishness and the misuse of money. She is striving to do her part. Crying again, if I had only understood. Doctor, you would not have listened to anything about spirits when you had your body. S.P. I don't know what you mean. Doctor, I mean that you have lost your mortal body and are now controlling my wife's body. We are talking to you but we do not see you. S.P. Where am I? Doctor, you are in Highland Park, Los Angeles. S.P. I can't understand things. Anna, Anna DJ, how did you come here? Are you in Paris, too? Doctor, what does she say? S.P. She says she doesn't know anything, she feels so strange. Doctor, she is also a spirit and does not understand her condition. S.P. Anu H. brought her here, too. She says that by serving others she has progressed. Doctor, she controlled this psychic about 2 years ago. S.P. She says that she will take care of us both, and that I can get rest and sleep. I will go with her, and we'll take Anna D. along with me, because Anna H. brought us two together. She says Anna D. also needs help. Doctor, you will find many intelligent spirits who will be willing to help you. S.P. That horrible fellow cannot bother me anymore, can he? He scared both Anna D. and me. We were together so much. Doctor, the man you speak of is also a spirit. He will not trouble you anymore. S.P. I got so that I could not sleep, and I felt so badly. Doctor, I presume that the spirit you speak of impressed you to do the things you did. S.P. Yes, that is so. Doctor, now you must go with Anu H., she and the others will help you. S.P. She says I can go to sleep and rest. I see so many people and I don't know who they are. Spirits, I am tired and want to rest. I have not had any rest for years, it seems, but it is only a short time, I suppose. Now I will go with Anna H. goodbye. Shortly after the death of Virginia R., cinema star who died in San Francisco, the spirit of the girl was brought by Olive T. to our circle to be awakened, and afterward, Olive T. herself spoke through the psychic. Experience, April 19, 1922. Spirit, Olive T. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland, I felt that, I must come in and thank you for the glory that has been bestowed upon me since the time I was here last. During our childhood we should be taught the real lesson of life and made to understand life in its true sense. Let pictures be shown of the real life. If they were put on the screen, the pictures of the real life, the real understanding, and teach the people that there is no death, teach them of the beautiful conditions on the other side of life which are waiting for everyone entitled to them, after they understand the higher life, the world would be different. I lived in a life of make-believe, and we tried to amuse humanity. I am sorry for the girls who fall into a life of sport. They think they have a good time, yes, for a while, but there is always some little voice conscience that bothers you, no matter how you try to kill it. Oh, if I could only teach the young girls, tell them of the folly of such a life. If I could only teach them to look up to the higher life, and show them the truth of that life. We should teach people to live for others, not for self. We should teach the girls the principles of life. One thing that is very detrimental to the world is drink and morphine. As conditions are now, they are driving the girls and boys to misery. People condemn without acting, and what do they gain? They drive the young to the depths, because when the law forbids things, they want them, and in some way or another they get them. They enjoy them more because they are forbidden. There is also something else. You know, whiskey and the other alcoholic drinks have a thousand, yes, a million thoughts that go with them. The cranks concentrate their minds on drink, and condemn it, and when sensitives get it, they become wild. They become crazy with all the thoughts that are sent with it. It drives them down and down. Men should live and learn of God's wonderful manifestations. God is the life of all, but man is the devil. I do not mean man alone when I say man, but I mean humanity. God gave us a free will, but we misuse it. People should be taught the true teachings of Christ. They say, did not Christ make wine? And did he not give it to the people? They do not understand that it was the wine of life. Christ spoke about the spiritual. The majority of people think he spoke of the material. Understand God right. Do not let us fear him. He is not a man sitting on a throne, but he is the spirit of all life. Everything around us is a part of this divine life. Evil has its place just as the good has. If we had no evil, we could not know the good. It is only from the experiences we pass through that we learn the lessons of life, that we gain wisdom, and I learn of the life everlasting that lies before us. My salvation came in the spirit world when I found the truth, because I had been through misery. After I had gone through the fire of conscience, I was purified. I was anxious to find the truth, and after I found it there was no doubting. I wanted peace and harmony and I was then ready for it. You find gold after it has gone through the fire of purification. After my soul had gone through the fire of conscience, I found God within myself, not on the outside. Find God and be content within yourself. Learn to understand yourself first before you judge others, then you will not judge. Let us be friends to all, do good to all, and do good whenever we can. Let us conquer self. Whenever self rises within you to torment you and tries to make you give way to anger, and give way to drinking and all kinds of trouble, say to yourself that you are not angry, and that you will not give way to things. Then, instead of saying anything to others, get up and turn around, and your anger will be gone, because you will not say what you wanted to, and many times, in that way, you will have harmony. When we are in a state of anger, we say things that afterwards we are sorry for, and sometimes these things can never be forgotten. So let us always think, if we feel anger coming over us, that we will not give way to it, let us turn around and say, no, I will conquer self, I will look to higher things, not the lower, I will conquer, and you cannot come in and torment. I was in that state of anger and it was my death. What did I do? I killed myself. I did not mean to kill myself, but I did it in a mood of anger. Conquer self before it is too late. Conquer your anger before it goes too far. I was swept by anger, and what happened? I killed myself. Then when I woke up and saw what I had done, I was in anguish. It was through anger and selfishness. Let us conquer, and when anger comes in, let us say, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Turn around," and that will shut out any spirit that would take possession of you. If I had turned round, I would not have done what I did. If I could only tell people of the life they should live, and have them put pictures on the screen of the true life and teachings of Jesus and the lessons he taught, and how much good we could all do for humanity, it would turn many criminals, and they would become good men and women. This is Olive T. Goodnight. Mrs. R. was a patient with such strong suicidal inclinations that she was unable to eat or sleep, constantly scratched the hair from her head and had wasted away to a mere shadow. She declared that she had killed 500 persons and her one thought was to end her own life, and since there seemed no hope of recovery, she was placed in a sanitarium where she was confined in a locked room for 3 years. After being placed in our care, she made several attempts at self-destruction, but within a few weeks she was freed from a gloomy spirit who had himself committed suicide, and from that time there was no further occurrence of the suicidal impulse. Mrs. R. remained with us for some time, gaining steadily in weight, strength and health. She became entirely normal and returned to live with her relatives, taking up all her former occupations. Experience: February 22, 1919. Spirit: Ralph Stevenson. Patient: Mrs. R. Psychic: Mrs. Wickland. Doctor: Where did you come from? Spirit: I was straggling along and saw a light, so I came in. Doctor: Can you tell us who you are? SP: No, I don't know. Doctor: Can't you remember what your name is? SP: I can't seem to remember anything. What is the matter with my head? It hurts me so badly. Doctor: What seems to be the matter with your head? SP: It is difficult for me to think. What am I here for? Who are you? Doctor: They call me Dr. Wickland. SP: What kind of a doctor are you? Doctor: Medical. What is your name? SP: My name? It is strange, but I can't remember my name. Doctor: How long have you been dead? SP: Dead, you say? Why, I'm not dead, I wish I were. Doctor: Is life so unpleasant for you? SP: Yes, it is. If I am dead, then it is very hard to be dead. I have tried and tried to die, but it seems every single time I come to life again. Why is it that I cannot die? Doctor: There is no actual death. SP: Of course there is. Doctor: How do you know there is such a thing as death? SP: I don't know anything. In great distress, I want to die, I want to die. Life is so dark and gloomy. I wish I could die and forget, forget, just forget. Why can't I die? I think sometimes I am dead, then all at once I am alive again. I want to forget all the trouble and agony that I have. Where shall I go so that I can die? Sometimes I get in places, auras, but I am always pushed out in the dark again, and I go from place to place. I cannot find my home and I cannot die. What is the matter? Oh, let me forget just for a little while, let me be free from my thoughts and this horrible darkness. Why can't I die? Doctor: You are on the wrong path, friend. SP: Then where shall I find the right path? Doctor: Within yourself. SP: There was a time when I believed in a God, and there was a time when I believed in heaven and hell, but not anymore. It is dark and gloomy and my conscience accuses me so. Let me forget, I want to forget. Oh, how I want to forget. Doctor: Do you know that you have lost your physical body? SP: I do not know anything about it. Doctor: Why are you here? SP: I see you people, I don't know any of you, but as I look in your faces you appear to be good. Will you take me in and give me a little light and some happiness? I have not seen either for years and years. Doctor: What is causing all your trouble? SP: Why is it there is no God? Why does he let me be in this darkness and gloom? I was once a good boy, but I was, oh, I can't say it. I must not say it. No, no, I must not. greatly agitated. Doctor, tell us what is on your mind. S.P. I have done a great wrong, I can never be forgiven. God would not forgive anyone like me, no, no, no. Doctor, try to understand your condition, we can help you. You say you are a man. S.P. I am a man. Doctor, you are using a woman's body. S.P. I cannot think how I could have become a woman in my sorrows and not know it. Seeing an invisible and becoming wildly excited, don't come here, don't. Go away. Look, look. Look over there. Go away. I can't stand it. Doctor, what have you done? S.P. If I should tell you, I would be arrested. I cannot stay any longer, I must go now. I must run away, I must. The patient, Mrs. R., had, a number of times, attempted to run away. They are coming after me, and if I stay they will catch me. Let me go. There they are, my accusers. Doctor, where do you think you are? S.P. In New York. Doctor, you are far from New York, you are in Los Angeles, California. What year do you think it is? Do you know it is 1919? S.P. 1919? That can't be. Doctor, what year do you think it is? S.P. 1902. Doctor, that was 17 years ago. Can't you realize that you have lost your physical body? There is no actual death, only transition. Only the physical body is lost. Did you ever study the problems of life and death? S.P. No, I never studied anything. I only believed. My name is Ralph, but I forget my last name. My father is dead. Doctor, no more than you are. S.P. Of course I am not dead. I wish I were. Will you please take me away from here and kill me so that I can die? Mrs. R. had often begged to be killed. Oh, here they are coming again. I will not confess. If I do, they will put me in prison, and I am in trouble enough. Doctor, you are in darkness owing to your ignorance. Confess, and we will help you. S.P. I cannot confess. I have tried before, but I could not. My past stands outright before me. Doctor, from what you say, you have evidently been obsessing people, and in your effort to kill yourself, you have probably caused others to commit suicide. Haven't you found yourself in queer circumstances at times? S.P. I did not try to understand myself. In alarm, oh, Alice. Spirit. No, no. I am afraid. I did not mean to do what I did. No, Alice, don't accuse me. Doctor, if you will tell us what your trouble is, we can help you. S.P. We told each other that we would die, but we did not die. Alice, why did you tell me to kill you? Why did you? I killed you first, and then I killed myself, but I could not die. Oh, Alice, Alice. Doctor, she probably understands conditions better than you do. S.P. She says, Ralph, we were foolish. I will tell you, but I know I shall be arrested when I get through. Alice and I were engaged to be married, but her parents did not want us to marry because they thought I was not what I should be. We loved each other very dearly, so we decided that I should kill her, then kill myself. I did it, but I never could kill myself, and I guess, as Alice is here, I did not kill her either. Ever since I tried to kill her, she comes and accuses me. Alice and I were together, and she said all the time, now, kill me. Quick, quick. Kill me. Go ahead. Do it. Do it. I hesitated because I loved her, but she kept on saying, do it quick. Do it. I still hesitated, but Alice said, come, now, do it. Be quick. I could not, so she said since she could not go home again, and we could not marry, why not die together? But she would not do the deed herself. I could not do it either. She kept urging me to kill her, so at last I shut my eyes and shot her, and then I shot myself before I saw her fall. I saw her lying on the floor and I tried to run away after I got up, and I ran and ran and ran, and I have been running and walking ever since. trying to forget, but I cannot. Sometimes Alice comes to me, but I always say, no, I am the cause of your death, so stay away from me. I ran and ran to get away from the police and everybody else. A while ago I felt I was an old woman, and I could not get away from being a woman for a long time. I got away, but after a while I was that old woman again. Doctor, you were obsessing somebody at that time. S.P. Obsessing? What do you mean by that? Doctor, did you ever read in the Bible of unclean spirits? S.P. Yes, I did. But when I was that old woman, I wanted to die, and I could not. I could not get rid of that old woman hanging around me either. I could not get her away from me. I don't want to be around that old woman anymore. Excitedly. Oh, Alice, don't come. When I was with the old woman there were such sharp sparks like lightning on me. I thought they would kill me, and I wanted to die. The patient had often said that she hoped the electrical treatments would kill her, they seemed to be like a streak of lightning, and it struck me, but I did not die. Drive, those sparks were caused by static electricity, which was given to one of our patients, whom you have evidently been obsessing. She always talked of dying just as you are doing. You have been controlling her and ruining her life. The electricity drove you away from her. She will be well, and you will now be helped. When you leave here you will go with Alice, who will help you to understand your condition. You do not yet realize that you have lost your physical body and that you are still alive. Alice is a spirit, just as you are. You are an invisible spirit and are controlling my wife's body. Spirit and mind never die. S.P. Do you think I shall ever find peace? I should like to have just 1 hour of peace. Doctor, you have all eternity before you. S.P. Will I be forgiven for what I have done? Doctor, your own confession and sorrow are sufficient. Be patient and willing to learn and you will be helped. S.P. There's my mother. Spirit. Mother. I am not worthy to be called your son. I loved you very dearly, but I can't have you come to me now. Weeping. Oh, mother, will you forgive me? I love you still. Will you take your wayward son and forgive him? Will you give me happiness for a little while? I have suffered, oh, so much. Please take me with you, if you can forgive me, my own mother. Doctor, does your mother answer you? S.P. Mother says, my son, a mother's love is stronger than anything else. I have tried so much, and so many times to come close to you, but you were always running away. The first spirit left and the mother then spoke through the psychic. Spirit, Mrs. Stevenson. I am now united with my dear son. For a long time I have tried to come in close touch with him, but could not. Each time that I thought I was going to reach him, he would run away from me. He has seen me many times, but was afraid, because he was taught the false doctrine that when we die we are dead, and that is why people are afraid of the dead. We do not die, we simply pass on to the spirit side of life, to a beautiful condition if we realize the truth, but we must learn much regarding the next life while we are on earth. Study your own life and yourself, because, if you do not, you will be like my dear son. He has been running for years, trying to get away from me and his sweetheart, and also from every policeman he has seen while in the earth sphere. He has been obsessing a lady for some time, and he had to stay in her magnetic aura because he did not know how to get away. He has been in hell, not a hell of fire, but a hell of ignorance. Look into conditions of the next life so that you may be prepared, for death comes when it is not expected. Be prepared. Not by belief, but by actual knowledge. Find out what is beyond the veil of death. Then, when the time comes for you to go to the spirit side of life, you will go with open eyes and know where you are going, and you will not be, like my poor son, an earthbound spirit. My poor boy. He is so tired and worried, he is sick man, Tally. I will nurse him and teach him of the life everlasting so that he can realize the beautiful condition in the spirit world. Do not merely believe. If you only believe, you will stay just where you are. We must all practice the golden rule to live for others and serve others, Then we will attain happiness when we pass to the spirit side of life. Thank you for the help you have given my son. A mother's love is strong, and when you see my boy again he will be better, because all doubt will be gone. Doubt is a wall, it is a wall we build for ourselves between life and death, and that doubt can never bring mother and son together. He ran away from me whenever he saw me, and neither Alice nor I could come near him. He thought he was alive and that he had not killed himself. Some time ago he came in contact with a sensitive person, a woman, and has been obsessing her, but he thought he was in prison. I thank you all tonight for the help given my son, and may God bless you for the work you are doing. Goodbye. Chapter 8, Spirits and Narcotics, Inebriety, Amnesia. Relentless as is the grip which the drug habit holds on its mortal victims, the power of narcotics extends even more tyrannically beyond the grave. The desire is implanted in the very soul itself and the agony of earthbound spirits, whose cravings for gratification are in vain, is beyond description. Such spirits frequently obtain partial satisfaction through controlling mortal sensitives, and forcing them to become addicts of some drug. Often spirits suffering from the narcotic evil have come to our circle, and many urgent warnings have been given by discarnate intelligences who were formerly subject to this slavery. 25 years after the first conversation with Minnie Morgan, which occurred during my dissecting work, this spirit, who had been a morphine fiend, returned and told of Earth's fear conditions, as well as of the higher spirit world. Experience, July 26, 1922. Spirit, Minnie Morgan. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland, I feel that I am one of you, although I do not know you. I was helped by you. I certainly had wonderful help in being brought to understand that there is a real life. In the spirit world we know each other as we should be known, not as you know each other in earth life, with all kinds of hidden thoughts. You wander like wild cattle on the battlefield of selfishness and jealousy. Love is so little understood. You do not know what real love is, because God is love, and God dwells in love. The majority of people only believe, and think there is some place in the sky to which they go when they die. Whenever I gave that subject any thought, I made up my mind that I would have a good time while I could, and then, when the time came to die, I would be ready to go, because at the last I could throw my sins on Jesus and be washed as white as snow. I started out in life with that belief. I said, see chap. 2, page 20. Spirit, Minnie Morgan. Why can't I have a good time like others? The future will take care of itself. With that thought many persons go out to sow their wild oats, thinking that when the proper time comes they will be prayed for, and that then they will step into the glory of heaven. That is what I thought. I tried to live a life of glory, or what I thought was glory. What does that mean? It means to have a good time, to live, and not care what becomes of one's soul. I said, let us have a good time while we can. And I started out in life that way. I had my sorrows and I had my good time, as I called it, but that is not a good time. We cannot for 1 minute step over the laws of nature except we suffer in some way or other. If we go too far in anything we suffer for it both mentally and physically. We keep on going and going, sometimes our good time is better, sometimes worse. I lived a very fast life and called it a glorious time, but grief and adversity came. In the way of the world I lived very fast. I went to church once in a while to be sure my soul would be taken care of. I paid money to the church so I would be all right, and then I drowned myself in the glory of the world. It was all right for a while. Each time I had glory, as I called it, I suffered both physically and mentally. I tried to shake it off and go on a little longer. I fell by the wayside. After a while my physical body wore out and I had misery and sickness. At one time I was considered a very pretty girl. I had my beau and all that goes with a good time, but I went down and down to the very lowest. I was a physical wreck, but I was still on earth. Never let anyone give you the least bit of morphine. When you start on that road you are lost. Not that a soul is ever lost, but you are lost for a time while you are a slave to the drug. You suffer agony. There is nothing worse than to crave morphine and be unable to get it. It seems like every nerve in your body is creeping. I got wild because I could not get it. I did not care for anything.